For the last 8 years, the building next door to Dan's Papers in Bridgehampton has housed an antique store called Urban Archaeology. It's no ordinary antique store. Much of what is in it or around it are huge parts of castles from Europe, door frames, or iron gratings. Outside, in front of the building, are 12-foot-tall iron entry gates from an estate somewhere, and there are two statues, 6-foot-tall mermen, that are on the corners of the property. This store does a very grand business in the scheme of things, what with all the big mansions being built all over the place in these parts. On the other hand, the mermen have stayed unsold all these years. They could have been had for $80,000. I say they could have been had for that amount because today they are no longer for sale. The Louvre in Paris has optioned them. They expect to pay $1 million for them. Turns out that Urban Archaeology never knew what they had, and neither did anybody else. It's quite a story. The two mermen were, for a very long time, on the property of a major mafia chieftain in central New Jersey. But then about 40 years ago, he died, and then 20 years ago, his son, who had inherited the property, also died. At that point, the heirs put the property up for sale. Among the things on the property were the two mermen. The heirs didn't want them, and so they had put them in storage and let it be known that they would sell them separately from the main property for whatever price they could get. Urban Archaeology keeps an eye out for things like this that come on the market, and so when they learned about them, they sent a man down. He met with a lawyer representing the heirs and made an offer of $50,000 for the statues. The offer was declined. They wanted $100,000. The man gave the lawyer the name of the three other firms in the world that might be interested in these statues, thanked the lawyer very much, and then left. 3 years later, Urban Archaeology wondered about these statues. There had been no publicity about them being sold in any of the trade journals, and so they went out to New Jersey again and asked about them. Indeed, they hadn't been sold. "They'll take $75,000," the lawyer said. In other words, the man from Urban Archaeology said, "Nobody's offered $50,000. Turned out the best offer they had gotten was $30,000. Urban Archaeology bought them for $50,000, spent $10,000 fixing them up and transporting them to their new store in Bridgehampton next to Dan's Papers, and put them on the market for $80,000, a fair markup. Nothing happened. The years went by. About 2 years ago, which was almost a decade after the statues were bought by Urban Archaeology, the president of a New York auction house approached the store, said they had seen them on the street in Bridgehampton, and would be interested in putting them on the cover of the journal that accompanied their next auction. Urban Archaeology was flattered at this, since they still hoped to sell them for $80,000, and they said yes to the request. But they were surprised to find, when the journal came out in advance of the auction, that the statues were listed at $250,000. They asked the auctioneer about this. He said he thought with the statues on the cover, perhaps they would sell for more. Anyway, whatever it was, Urban Archaeology would get it, and the auctioneer would just get his standard commission. "I really priced them so high," he said, "for good luck at the auction." The statues never sold at this auction, but unfortunately the catalog fell into the hands of the former owners of the statues, the heirs of the man in New Jersey, who said that they had been gypped into selling the statues to Urban Archaeology for $50,000. They filed the lawsuit and the matter went to court. In the end, a settlement was reached. Urban Archaeology would continue to try to sell the statues, and if they sold them for $80,000, then the plaintiffs wouldn't get anything. But if they sold them for $100,000, the plaintiffs would get a couple of thousand dollars more. And if they sold them for $200,000, the plaintiffs would get $50,000, and so forth and so on, and it seemed a fair solution. Another copy of this catalog, however, fell into the hands of the buyers for the Louvre Museum in Paris. They thought they recognized these statues. They looked very much like two of the mermen that stand in the fountain at the Place de la Concorde at the end of the Champs-Élysées. And so they contacted Urban Archaeology and asked if they might fly several people over to take a look at them. Obviously, they weren't those mermen. They were right there. Urban Archaeology said, "Sure, send someone along." 7 people came on the Concorde. They included an appraiser, a representative of the Louvre, several workmen, and several photographers. The statues were photographed, measured, and a small piece from one of them was chipped off and taken away. A week later, on official Louvre stationery came the answer. These two mermen, cast in iron, were the original statues that stood in the Place de la Concorde when it was built in 1804. They had remained there for a century, until World War I, when Frenchmen, concerned that the Germans might advance far enough to take Paris and steal these statues, ordered their removal. They were taken to a foundry in the south of France where bronze castings were made of them. With the iron ones as the originals, no matter what happened, you could make bronze castings from them. And so they hid the iron statues away, brought back the bronzes, and placed them where the iron ones had been before. This was in 1914, and the bronze ones are the statues that are in the fountain at the Place de la Concorde today. How the iron statues came to New Jersey is unknown, but there was no question these were the original statues. The Louvre asked if Urban Archaeology might hold off on selling them for a few weeks as they planned to put together an offer. 3 weeks later, an overnight letter arrived asking that Urban Archaeology offer the Louvre an option to buy them for $1 million. The option would last 3 years. That was 10 months ago. This story was told to me by Lou Mizell, who owns the property that has for a tenant the Urban Archaeology Company. When he talked to me, a new building was under construction, since completed for the store here, and we were watching big trees being brought in and placed between the Urban Archaeology building and the Dan's Papers building. If the Louvre lets the option lapse, Urban Archaeology could keep the statues, he said, and they could go into the business of casting bronzes of them. The Louvre must be busy raising money to buy them, I said. In the meantime, I guess the statues are not for sale. That is correct, Mizell said. A bargain missed. But I'm not sure if, when this building is completed, the owners of the store would be willing to display the merman anymore. But they have insurance, I guess. I wouldn't display them if I were them, I ventured. Come to think of it, he said, maybe you shouldn't publish your article. That's a thought,